I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Kiss me, Sabrina!
Hold on, what happened?
She reposted a video I did when I was talking about the espresso thing.
Did she?
She reposted something and it did like dumb numbers, like 12 mil.
What? Hold on.
You didn't see this?
And like, she reposted it?
Yeah.
DM her, get her on the effing pot or do a video with her something.
Head. Well.
Well, no.
That does nothing for the podcast. I walk in here, I got head by Sabrina Carpenter. You're like, no, you didn't. I'm like, all right. Did any proof? No. Maybe she'll write a song about me.
When does horny hour start for you?
Oof.
8 a.m. Let's move on.
7:35.
A.m.?
P.M.
P.M.
Yeah. Well,
where
I don't
are you?
Know.
Where do you? What time of the day or night do you think you're the most horny?
24/7.
Nah, I mean, there's gotta be an hour.
It's really not.
Mine's not consistent, so I'm asking you a question that I couldn't answer.
Yours is consistent?
No, mine's inconsistent.
Oh, right. Mine kind of creeps up like a ding-dong ditch.
That's
like,
what I
all
mean.
All of a sudden, I'm just chilling. All of a sudden, ding-dong, my dick's hard.
Yeah, what's good? That's what your dick,
it's out of nowhere.
That's what your dick always says. What's good? Like, what's good is I'm mowing the lawn. Why am I horny right now?
Yeah.
Dude, I
could FaceTime a woman and just be hard.
A woman? I'll FaceTime a Timberland boot right now. What's the hottest shoe? Stiletto. Let's move on. What is it about a fucking heel that makes a woman and then everything just goes up a little bit and you can see the calf? What is it about a calf?
I'm lost.
Heels.
Yeah.
Women. You know women?
Yes.
Great.
Oh, heels the shoe.
Heels. What'd I say?
You said that, what is it about the heel, singular?
I thought
you meant the heel, the bottom of the foot.
I apologize.
Does the heel do anything for you? Is the heel the ass for the foot?
No. Heels
ass
are,
foot?
I like toes, arch, but that's about it.
Oh, you're not a heel guy.
Heels, I mean, I'm not opposed to it, but they don't really do anything for me.
It's not heliosexual.
I liked it.
Hold on. Are calves the heel, are calves the ass of the leg?
Are calves the ass of the leg?
And then
no, the ass
is
the ass of the leg.
It is, but it's too far. But get this, your ass is attached to your neck. So if you're getting neck, you're also getting ass.
Bro, you know what's insane? Your head is attached to your toes.
So if you're sucking toes, you're sucking face.
Wow.
I have a foot fetish.
Is God real?
Can we, a lot going on here. So you were just talking about this fall weather. It's nice.
It's so, wait, so you know what's funny is every single time it's we start nice. Talking about weather,
but
it doesn't apply to anyone.
It applies to
us.
Nine cities.
In LA. Yeah, yeah. Because we're like, we're literally talking about off mic. I was like, oh, I love it because now we can finally wear jackets. And we have 2 months of jackets. But it's funny. It's kind of funny to be a jacket in LA. Just sit in your closet like, bitch.
Yeah.
Put me on.
You are riding the bench. Like,
unless you're lazy.
Put me in.
Yeah. Unless you're a lazy jacket and you're like, I don't fucking give a fuck.
A lazy jacket?
Yeah. If you're a jacket, but you're a lazy jacket, you're like, let me just hang up. If you're a jacket, we're personifying jackets.
Every jacket, it's not up to them how lazy or aggressive they want to be because it's up to you. You pick the guy going, you're in.
Yeah,
you're
I know.
In.
But if we're personifying, right, if you are, let's say you're a lazy basketball player and you're 14th man on the bench. You're so happy not to play. You're so happy. So could be a jacket.
Dude, there's been jackets out of commission for 4 years, but they're just happy to be included.
Exactly.
They're happy to not be in goodwill.
Correct. Correct.
We're also pre-recording this because right now, currently, what this would be on this date drop is we're on tour currently right now.
We are.
And we should be in Portland, Maine right now. And we're going to be really regretting this fall, quote, fall winter weather.
You're right.
It's going to be cold as cock.
Is it though? Because global warming's happening. Is it going to be cold? Dude, I talked to my mom recently.
Type in Maine, Portland, Maine weather right now.
Well, she lives in fucking Maryland. They're used to goddamn snow right now. And she's like wearing a t-shirt. I mean, that, you know.
Crop top?
Tits out, yeah.
All right. Dude, what's the weather in Portland, Maine?
Right now on November 21st, it's 46 degrees.
All
right,
well, I'm
done. That's a high or that's what it is currently?
That's just what it is currently.
46 degrees. 46.
Perfect. You know,
46 is perfect?
It's a nice outside to enjoy.
Oh.
That with no wind is fine.
33 when we're driving
yeah,
right now.
It's trash.
Good.
33 is trash.
33, one away from freezing. What the fuck's going on over there? Didn't you bundle up, dude?
He's freezing.
32.
I thought it was 36.
Nope.
Don't do that
even
to me.
Even Jack knew
don't
that.
Don't do that to me. There's so many things that you don't know that I know.
36 degrees?
There's like two.
It's 32. 32. It's,
32.
There's like brands named 32 degrees.
Oh, really?
You never seen that?
Magic Johnson's number's 32. Or was. He doesn't play anymore.
I'm not seeing AIDS. A correlation. Oh, there we go.
Oh, I mean, it's
did
not.
Did they freeze?
What?
Did they freeze?
Oh, the I mean, yeah, kind of.
Yeah.
He had the cure before anyone. We're not going down a rocky thing. It's all in books.
No, I'm just.
Oh, I thought you were just,
no, because I there was something that came about Tyson. Do you see that?
Yeah. Is that why he's biting his glove?
What?
I don't know what you're saying. Go ahead.
There's some article that just surfaced around the fight where he's saying him and a friend like raw dogged a chick.
I saw this.
The girl and the guy both got.
The HIV?
The HIV.
Yeah.
Both RIP'd. Oh, and he's just posted up.
Oh, so he never... Well, dude, it's actually pretty hard as a dude to contract it. If you're doing the vaginal. Because the vajayjay doesn't really
bleed.
So how did
the dude get it?
Maybe the dude got a bigger cock.
What?
Well, yeah, maybe
dipped into a different well?
I don't know. Uh-huh. Yeah. Anyways, the point is, it's 32 degrees. I didn't know it was 32 degrees. I literally thought it was 36 degrees. 32 is very fucking... You know what's crazy? 1 degree makes things freezing.
Yeah.
33
the hell
is like,
that about?
Almost, bitch.
You're still then, water at 33 and 32 hits. You're like...
Oh, my God. I'm an ice cube.
Tell me the boiling temperature.
103. 112.
So off.
121.
178.
166.
186. What?
Getting warmer.
No, we're getting hotter, idiot. 191.
212. 212.
212.
I knew it was
oh,
212.
Shit. Did you really?
212. Yeah, it
oh,
clicked.
I had no idea.
Locked in. Clicked.
Did you really know that?
It was one of those where I was like, I've seen this before somewhere.
I've made so many hot dogs, and I never knew it was 112.
How do you make your hot dogs? Water or grill? Do you boil your hot dogs?
Well, when I was a kid, I did. I didn't have a fucking grill. I barely had
or
a house.
Or a father.
I didn't have one. That's why I didn't. I boiled a
yeah,
hot dog.
Yeah, dads do be coming with the grill. If dad goes, grill goes.
Of course.
How do you make your hot dogs to this current day?
Dude, I'm telling you right now.
This is gonna be nuts.
No. I absolutely love hot dogs.
Okay,
I haven't made
what the fuck?
Well because I was about to
just answer the question.
I'm trying to,
goblin
but
freak.
I keep getting interrupted by a no. No. I don't need
a fucking Emmy speech before you talk about your hot dogs.
Well, what I was going to say is I haven't had a hot dog in like 10 years, but then everyone's going to ask me, do you like hot dogs? I fucking love hot dogs. It's so weird that I haven't made a hot dog in forever. So many words. Trevor's
so
right.
So how do you cook them?
I don't know. I haven't made one in 12 years. If I had to make one currently, I'd make it on a, that's a good question. Probably air fryer. Is that crazy?
No, but I called it out a minute ago.
Oh,
nobody
sorry.
Heard it. Air
oh, no,
fryer
no, no.
A glizzy is nuts.
No. Oh no.
You're gonna that
I'm
bitch
lying.
Is gonna come out fucking circumcised.
I'm lying. This is how I make it for real. I wouldn't if I'm let me walk myself through it. This is how to make it. I'd cut it in half, but not all the way so it's two halves, just a little whoop, and so it lays flat.
So its legs are fucking bust wide open.
Hell yeah. And then I put it on a
the
pan.
Hussy?
A little pan.
Pan fry a hot dog?
I don't have a grill, Daddy. No grill. Do you have a grill?
Yeah, but you don't have to fucking bust it wide open.
No, I like to.
All right.
Well, because you know why I do that? So I can put all the fillings in there and so it sits right in the part.
That's what the bun is for.
You use a bun? No, I'm joking.
Dude, we were talking about 36. You were saying, I just found out today, my parents' 37-year wedding anniversary. Beautiful.
Jesus.
37 years, the same woman.
Yeah, and they've been happy for two of them.
That's...
Joking. I love them so much.
Yeah, I mean, that's a lot of mini relationships that could fit into that. You know what I mean?
That's a lot of the same person, man. 36 years.
My longest relationship is about 3 years. That's 12 of those, and then some.
Fuck, dude.
That's 12 three-year relationships, Michael.
I can't even comprehend it. I really can't. My longest relationship is about 3 years, too. I can't even comprehend, and this is a horrible take at this stage of my life, but like I can't even comprehend that. The same. So yeah. You wake up, you're 63, you go, oh, guess who's next to me? I wonder.
I think at 50, you give up, though. You go, we're happy here. You stop fighting the fight.
Yeah, 50, you buy a Corvette, and you start going to Vegas to the Bunny Ranch and start using cash a lot. So nothing's traceable.
Yeah, I think if your dad gets a Corvette around 50, that's his way of cheating without cheating.
Yeah, if
he's like, I just want to feel something that's close enough to pussy. And that's the rumble of a V8 American diesel.
Yeah, dude. I mean, have you seen the new Corvette?
I like
them. Them bitches, no one in this room get one because they're fucking crazy. But like, dude, I just want to sit in one and start one up. I might get a little chubbed.
They look nice, fuck. But the type of person that's in it is either like a 30-year-old crypto god or like a guy who's 53 and just really has not been happy in his marriage for the last 7.
Like, I mean, and you're forgetting like the whole like divorced market. Dude, if you're a divorced dude, you walk into a car dealership.
I have half the money.
Yeah. My wife was Oprah.
What's your budget look like? Half of what you think. How much is it?
Only $62,000.
Well, Daddy, that's a 2022. That's
pretty new.
But still, I mean, like, so tap around some photos on that. I mean, like, if you see that on the streets and you're like a kid, you see that, you're like, is that a Lamborghini? Like,
no,
it's up there look wise.
Have you seen? I'm sorry to do this to you, Jack. Can you look at the 2025 ones? They look kind of similar, but they just like looked at a Lamborghini and like, eh, we'll put a Corvette symbol on it.
I mean, that's everything. That's everything in life.
Look at that.
Wow.
I mean, it is unfucking believable.
That's beautiful.
Beautiful.
But what's 0 to 60?
They're so fast, dude. I mean, it depends on what model, right? I mean, that's what does it say? 900 horsepower, dog.
Top speed 215.
God damn.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money. But nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
God damn.
Do you think one day, like, the government's going to ban how fast cars go?
Well, they have a governor on them.
Yeah, they sort of do that right now.
But, oh, so
there's like street legal versus not street legal. You can't, like, drive an F1 car on the 101.
Right. But do you think, I feel like 215 is still insanely fast.
Oh, that's crazy.
Well, 250, I don't understand. What's the 0 to 60? It's got to be like 2.1 seconds or some dumb shit.
What do you think the fastest you've ever been in a car is?
Well, dude, I know exactly. We went with those fucking crazy people in Texas. When we went in the Lambos.
Holy shit.
Yeah. Dude, he went so fast, the dude apologized to me. Do you remember this? He was like, bro, I'm sorry. Because I was mad.
How fast was that?
I think he went like almost 190. Slow down.
Literally how it happens.
I know.
Your buddy's showing you that it goes 200 miles an hour. A bunny
Oh, dude, a bunny rabbit. I'm talking about a
tech
thimble.
Deck. Yeah,
like a Monopoly dude, icon. It would make you fucking jump off the roof.
To give you some more context, I was doing shows in Texas, and Michael was with me, probably 4 years ago. Yeah, yeah. And this guy was a fan of the pod. Hopefully, you're still listening and still with us.
There's no way. Jesus. There's no way.
His dad owned like a Lambo, a Ferrari, yeah, a whole bunch, had a whole like kind of garage of all these, and was like, dude, come drive these. I was like, fuck yeah. So on a Sunday, we went and drove this for a show. It was alarming how fast and how inside the car didn't even feel like you're doing that fast.
Correct.
You know, if you're doing 110 in a Corolla, the world is shaking. It feels like you're in an Amber Alert. But like in a Ferrari, which I had never driven before, yeah, or a Lambo, like, you almost feel like you're just like floating. And the 0 to 60 was fast, but the 60 to 100 was like a blink of an eye.
Yeah.
And you're just flossing on a freeway.
Yeah.
And some lady's in a fucking Fiat be like, whoa.
I know. That, I mean, dude, you.
That was nuts.
I've been in cars when like a Lambo is going past you, going 150, and you're like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Like, we were those people 4 years ago.
I was just thinking about
that. We got on the Dallas, it was Dallas, right? Yeah, we got on the Dallas highway, and everyone's going, because I think that it's 75 is the speed limit, so everyone's going 90 already.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I remember getting on the highway, and then all of a sudden, going like 160, 70, whatever, past someone going 90 is you forget that they are also going fast as fuck.
Yeah.
I mean, I was not. He literally looks at me and goes, hold on to your hat. Because I remember we were wearing those fucking.
You're like, the drop top's still on? Like, what?
Oh.
What do you mean?
And I just, and he just did. And I was like, nah.
Wow. I totally forgot about that. That was too fast. Yeah. That, but to your
and
point.
And too furious. Family. I did a joke there. Remember the movie, guys?
To your point, that always happens. Like, when I'm driving home late at night and some guy gets doing like 150 past me, I'm like, look at this asshole.
Yeah. Yeah.
And this was like broad daylight. That was literally jail time, probably.
Oh, dude. Literally straight to jail. We would have been fine.
Yeah.
But they would have went straight to jail.
Can you look up what speed you go to jail, Jack?
I think it's reckless driving, right? I think it's 20 over the speed limit.
Is it?
I think they can legally, I mean, this is what I remember from fucking, I was going to say school. What is it? Driving class? Whatever.
Driver's Ed.
Driver's Ed, thank you so much. I think it's 20 over is reckless driving, and I think they can take you to jail for fun reckless driving.
Wow. Yeah, 25, whatever it's posted at.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
25 over, dog.
That's why you just go to jail for doing
jail.
25 over.
That's why every time I'm speeding, which is not a lot because I drive like a little pussy, I keep it, I thought it was 20. I always keep it like, I always go like 17 or 18 over because I know that 20, or I thought 20 was reckless driving. I mean, literally to jail. I mean, crazy. You don't really speed, do you?
No.
I've never sped my whole life. I've been made fun of my entire life from driving like a little vagina.
No, I think I keep it at like, 75. Oh, yeah, here it is.
Yeah, this looks like a POV. It's going to just cut to you sucking his dick at the Holiday Inn. Backwards
out of the Lambo, huh? Why don't I screenshot this and put this on any dating app?
Because you actually want to get a date.
Did you have to do the paddle shifters?
I don't know. I don't think so.
No, I don't think I don't think I did.
What was your big, I guess, more or less turning point?
Is there anywhere I'm flirting? Was that Michael that just showed up?
What's that?
I think Michael just showed up. Breaking law on 1080p.
Can
we talk about how you're putting nipple cream on your mouth last night?
Of course.
Crazy.
Of course.
You know what's even funnier is I clocked it.
Yeah.
So I knew the sauce too.
Yeah.
I see this pink tube and Michael's putting it on his lips. And yeah. I go, that ain't no chapstick.
Uh-uh.
That ain't no lip balm.
No. And it's the straightest thing you can do, dude. Putting tit cream on your lips. I'm sorry that I always get breasts. I'm trying to make this work, guys.
So what it is, and I collected too, because a woman.
You know them?
A woman showed me this life hack. She saw it on some TikTok somewhere. It's crazy how a TikTok just starts everything.
Yep.
Some girl put nipple cream on her. What the fuck is that? Some girl put nipple cream on her lips as chapstick. And it's like, oh, this is like 7 times better lasting. And now there's just women in America just flying out nipple cream.
Bro, it is incredible. It caught on so crazy that nipple cream company, not an ad, the nipple cream company made it in like a chapstick form.
Wow.
Yeah.
Isn't that great? Your wife's somewhere like, I'm going to start a nipple cream company. Like, sure, honey. Just make sure the meatloaf's ready.
Yeah, 100%. Make sure my fucking eggs are over easy, you idiot. And then it cuts to you kissing her diamond feet.
Cuts to you wearing an apron, be like, how did you want your meatloaf cooked?
Oh, yeah. Dude, she fucking backhands you.
I don't know who
with
it was.
A stack of hundreds. Shut the fuck. You're even hit by what money? That might be the most disrespectful thing to get hit by.
Hit by money? Yeah. Oh, my God, dude. Coins? But coins, yeah, think about that.
Nuts,
think about that. She's like, already has this business. It's like starting to get some traction. One girl's like, and what's that girl doing putting that on her mouth? Or maybe her girl, maybe some lesbianist action. Some girl had it on her nips. She's like, let me get a hit. And she sucked on her nip and realized her lips weren't dry.
Yeah. That honestly, maybe. Maybe.
Because the first person to do that and be like, yo, use nipple cream on your lips is great. You know, that's the first guy that milked the cow. It's like, why are we listening to you?
It is insane that the one person, I mean, think about that. One person did the nipple cream on the lips.
That's what I'm saying.
And then it just butterfly effect, billions of dollars.
That's what I'm saying.
Well, dude, that's what I think about a lot of times with like those, I've talked about this 1,000 times, but those companies that like were in the doldrums and then all of a sudden one rapper wore it, like Champion. Champion, dude, you would get beat up if you were Champion when you were a kid. And then all of a sudden, I don't know what happened, but one person wore it and it got crazy. But like
it's
those
nuts.
The people who own Champion woke up one day, it's like Bitcoin. You wake up one day, you're like, hold on, our sales are up 71%. What the fuck happened? And then someone goes, R. Kelly wore the shorts. And you go, wrong person, but it's working.
Yeah.
Goddamn. The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money. But nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Goddamn.
I mean, that's just as long as you have the infrastructure and you're just steady pumping, and you're ready for something like that, it can happen.
Yep.
Where somebody just makes it, get ready with me to put nipple cream on my mouth.
Yeah. I mean, think about it, dude. If Bieber listened to this show one time and was like, man, you know what my favorite podcast is? Stiff Socks. We have the infrastructure, and then all of a sudden,
How I remember.
We're having our own white parties. Can I say that?
Beige.
Beige parties.
Beige parties. Come, nut, Stiff Socks.
Great.
But, I mean, that's literally how rappers used to get big. I remember Russ. You know him?
Yeah.
Russ got big because Kylie Jenner posted one of his songs on her like Snapchat.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone's like, who is this guy?
Yep.
It's just.
But to your point, he had the full catalog to back it up.
Right.
Yeah.
And I've been saying this.
I've been saying this. You've been saying this. When my fucking YouTube was at zero, you go, dude, just keep posting, have a catalog, because one video is going to go, and the entire catalog is going to go. And you know what happened? Boom, catalog went dumb.
Million subs. Million sub Mikey. You should change your name to that.
Million sub Mikey?
Next coming to stage is million sub Mikey.
Can you imagine bombing after that? Million sub Mikey, man. What's up with Tic Tacs?
Imagine bombing. Would bomb.
I mean, if you, dude, so many people. What's up? Clap it up for Stevie the Scissor King. You are bombing.
I'd watch. I really want to start a show that's just like where you just try to bomb your absolute hardest. Like everybody.
Go to any open mic.
But I'm saying the crowd knows that you're, like your goal is to bomb as hard as possible. The crowd's in on it.
Dude,
bombs away.
So, first of all, great name. Second of all, so fun.
It'd be
as
so
a
fun.
Comic, it'd be so fun.
What would you open with? I would say this is my impression of a.
Go ahead.
A clown who hasn't been to clown school yet. I don't got anything.
it's not bad.
Bombing?
I'll be like, yo, man, this is my impression of someone trying to do an impression of someone trying to do an impression of someone trying to do an impression of Syria. And then I'd move on.
I might get a laugh.
I know, I'm pissed.
You might get a laugh on that. You're disqualified after that.
Oh, but the whole, hold on. But they're going to laugh because it's bad. Isn't that the point?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're trying to make the joke the worst ever.
Yeah, that's true.
But I think it's weird because like anti-comedy equals comedy, sort of.
Right. It's almost like a middle ground. If it's really, really bad, it's funny. If it's really, really funny, it's funny. But then if it's just in the middle ground, you might get like a chuckle or something.
Yeah, it's got to be. Yeah, you're right. It's got to be really bad.
Yeah.
Okay. Really fun idea. We should do it. We should do it like a 30-seater just to fuck around with it.
I'd love to.
God damn. We've been talking about that for 12 years.
Literally, and now we're touring together. We're like, hey, small venues?
Yeah,
no.
Skip it.
No, 1,800, small venue. What the fuck was I going to say? I was just going to say something.
Oh, I was going to say something. So
say it.
This is fucking alert. You were talking about TikTok people. So I was at my girlfriend's apartment. Yeah, I got one. Shut up.
A girlfriend or an apartment?
What's his name? Fuck you guys. What? An apartment. Yeah. I was at her apartment.
Yeah.
And she goes, I'm about to do something with my hair. Don't make fun of me. I said, well, I'm going to make fun of you. What are you doing? I walk into the goddamn bathroom. She has a sock on one side of her, a sock on one side of her head, sock down, and she's wrapping her hair around the sock. And I go, what are you doing? She goes, I saw this on TikTok.
Yeah.
Sock down, hair around the sock on the right side.
Can you see this is a TikTok?
Left side, it is. The left side, what if it's not? She's made it up. On the left side, different socks, wrapping the hair all around two of her socks.
Like a tube sock?
This is it. Yeah.
This is it?
Play this, please.
Oh, first of all.
What?
Nice lady.
That's my girlfriend.
All we're going to need is two fuzzy socks and a roller.
Boom!
Taking our fuzzy sock, and you're going to take the front part. What we're going to do is we're going to put it in our
mouth. We should do this, Trev.
Fuzzy sock in the mouth?
We should do this, and then someone should walk in and be like, oh, dude, that's my stiff sock. What?
Cum sock. Million views.
Cut. Like that. She looks like she's literally...
So is this what you walked in on she was doing?
I literally walked in on her doing this.
And how'd it come out?
That's what I was going to get to. It came out fucking beautiful. Like, it came out like that.
Really?
Yeah. Wow. And my girl has like pin straight hair. It was like it like voluptuous and volumistic. What's the word?
Voluptuous.
Was that it? Is that the word?
Voluptuous.
Voluptuous?
BBL.
Voluptuous is
voluptuous.
So you have volume, your hair is voluptuous? No, that's not the right
voluptuous.
Word.
Voluptuous.
Voluminous.
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 Your hair is very voluminous?
It sounds like a name of Amigos rapper.
None of that sounds right to me. It doesn't matter. But yeah, I mean, literally, like.
You ever try anything offline, you see? I'll do like cooking recipes. And I'll fuck it up somehow.
Yeah, you said about cooking. I don't think I've ever. I think I look at it and I go, wow, what a good idea. Next. Mm. I'm not like that. I save a
bunch of shit.
Yeah, I don't. That's
like, I'll save
idea.
It like I'm going to go back and I just never do. I screenshot shit all the time. I'll save recipes all the time. I'll like it, think I'm going to go back.
Mm-hmm. I take pictures all the time. I'm like, oh, this is a good, fun story post. Never. Yeah. Never. It does help though, because sometimes when you're like, oh fuck, I need to post a story, and you go back like 9 months, you go, this is a funny picture.
Yeah. This you got them queued up.
Yeah, this is a tree shitting on a dog. And you're like,
this is all ammo. All
go ahead.
Ammo in your phone.
Talk
Throw
to
it
him.
Up. Yeah, hell yeah.
Is she still alive? Talk to him. What's her name?
Hawk to her. Yeah.
Great.
She literally said in an interview, she's like, not going to say thank you to the dude that made her famous.
Not going to?
She's like, I'm not. She thinks that it's her own talent that made her.
I agree. Anyways, yeah. I mean, literally, socks in the hair. Woke up, hot. Good for you. Socks. Soup.
Well, let's just say we're somewhere in Portland, Maine right now.
Are we Portland, Maine?
They got good lobster.
Do they?
Lobster or crab? What's better?
What mood am I in?
One for those. A mood for... Being in Maine,
okay.
We're at a restaurant right now, Portland, Maine. Also, how do you think the tour is currently going? About 4 days in.
Yep.
Have you jerked off in the bunk yet? Or what do you?
I don't. Do you know what's crazy? This is where I'm at. I don't think I'm gonna jerk off in the bunk. I think I'm gonna be doing a ton of jerking off in the theater showers.
Venue.
Oh, yeah. Dude, I'm gonna unload.
Are you gonna bring anything like a toy or a little gluck gluck?
Like a toy, like a
fleshlight,
like a minion. What do you mean? Like a,
I don't know. You tell me.
No. I mean, I'll bring baby oil.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, a little Travel baby oil.
Yeah.
Fucking juice fucking it cooking. Down for the boys.
Yeah, I think because there's two compartments on the bus. One's living room and one's like work in the back. I think the back should be like horny hours. We should do like an old porn theater. Like there's just one laptop velcroed to a wall. And
yeah,
it's just
like an old one, like an IBM ThinkPad.
Yeah. And it's just looping like Brazzers when they were a startup type videos.
And you got to put coins in there to start it up.
Yeah. And Jack is back there with a little cum rag as a servant. And it's just playing at 720p. Low quality, but high quality enough to get a nut off.
Right. And you know, in certain museums, they have like headphones that are already attached and you put them on. That's what it looks like. We could put a booth, like a London phone booth.
Dude.
If we had a London phone booth back there a fucking porn on an IBM ThinkPad.
Listen, we're going to be on a tour bus for 12 days together.
I can't believe that.
There's got to be a night where we
box.
We should all box. We should see who can jerk off the quickest. Like
I would win.
No, but like, let's try it.
I'm telling you guys.
No, like we
I would
run
win.
Back there, we start a timer, and we come out not in a cup.
I mean,
and
I would
then
win.
We donate it.
I would win to who? Locks of Love?
I don't know.
I think I could shoot the farthest easily.
There's no way.
Yeah, but you're higher up. You have height.
I don't think height matters.
Maybe. You got trajectory? More projectile. Yeah. You're starting at a higher angle.
It might help a bit.
If you throw a paper airplane at 7 feet right. versus 4 feet, what's going to go farther?
Yeah.
The boiling point's 212, guys.
Fun fact about Portland, Maine, it's the birthplace of the Prohibition.
Really?
Alcohol? Yeah.
These losers.
Yeah. Isn't that crazy? They just, what a fun era though. I honestly, I'm pro prohibition.
Whoa. I'm pro prohibition as well.
What a fun era.
Dude, flappers? Dude. You don't think a flapper bitch took a cock?
Flappers were like the OG OF chicks.
I mean, dude. Think of me.
Only flappers.
Only flappers. Yep, only flappers.
Only flaps.
God damn.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money. But nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Goddamn. An actual speakeasy,
speakeasy
would be so fun.
That's what I'm saying.
You open the door, just loose cootie.
Dude, you got a...
Fucking people just drinking whiskey.
You got an
airplane
size.
Out of like a baby
size.
Bottle because they have no cups.
That's what I'm saying. You got an airplane size, like a nip, a fireball. Oh
yeah.
My God.
Yeah.
I mean, you're the hottest man in town.
You're literally, you know the fucking losers that buy bottles and hope to get women in Vegas? That's what a speakeasy was. But you could literally just bring, like, just put your hands together, put whiskey in that, and that's your bottle.
And just moth to a light.
I mean, yeah.
That's crazy.
I mean, just...
Like, we're going to Jeremy's house. I heard he's got two Sailor Jerry's.
What? Are you kidding me? I mean, dude, people were making liquor in bathtubs. Like, bathtub liquor.
Bathtub gin. Isn't that why it's called that?
I think so. Bathtub anything. Moonshine was a big thing. Moonshine, they make it in the forest. You ever taken a sip of moonshine?
I've had absinthe. Or I think I've had moonshine.
What's the difference between absinthe and moonshine?
I don't know.
One went to college?
Absinthe makes you see shit.
What?
Yeah, you can hallucinate off real absinthe.
Yeah.
Oh, is absinthe just like 100% liquor or something?
No, it's got something else in it. I think it has. I can look it up.
You know what they should combine? They should combine liquor and mushrooms, like psilocybin and
they
liquor.
They probably have some shit like that. They have a lot of like liquor and weed edible type things.
Oh, do they?
Yeah. Is there one place that, whether it's a movie or an animation or just somewhere, it was like, where's one place you wish you could just get fucked up for a night? Like, what's a movie set? Like, for mine, it would be the ride of Pirates of the Caribbean at Disneyland. If you can pull up what the inside looks like, there's just one part of the on the ride where there's the town and there's a bridge and everybody's just outside singing yo ho and they're all just like throwing back booze and like there's just like a ladies like it just looks you've never been on the ride if you're a California kid and you've been on Pirates of the Caribbean you know that part.
It smells so good in
it
there.
It smells great.
Why does it smell
the
good?
The smell in there, it's the best scent in Disneyland besides the fucking churros. Yes. Dude, this area, so you go under it, and there's like pirates over there. They're shooting shit. They got like nice little wenches popped off, fired up off some fireball. But you go under this tunnel and up. Is there a video of it maybe? Dude, the smell is iconic. They could smell the Pirates of the Caribbean. They should sell that in a candle.
But what is it? Like, does it smell like your childhood or is it actually somewhat good?
Yeah. I'd say childhood. It's nostalgic.
Really?
Dude, so you go under this bridge and there's a town drunk. Those pledges are getting hazed over there. Motherfuckers fetching for water.
Is that a wizard?
There's like a cat. I don't remember the ride moving this slow. Yeah, doesn't this town look fucking fun on a Friday night?
Oh, yeah. I mean, dude.
Look at that.
Speaking of going back to Flapper's days, dude, going back to pirate days? Jesus.
Dude, just like it just looks so fun when the whole town is outside, like a block party. It looks warm. It looks like Tuscany a little bit. There's chickens. There's rum. There's hoes. There's a cat somewhere in there.
Yeah, this looks cool until you're an actual pirate, and you get your head chopped off because you didn't pay the rent.
Yeah, I guess, but
I mean, literally, dude, everyone got scurvy. There's no water. It's so hot. There's no AC. For you? What's up?
This doesn't do anything for you?
No, for sure. I would do it.
Isn't there a bad bitch in here somewhere?
There's gotta be. I mean, the only reason why any dad's on this ride.
But dude, the water mixed with like the oil and the mechanics of the place, it just smells so good some odd reason.
Look at that dog.
Yeah. What a ride.
What a ride.
But is there
what
a place where you'd want to is there a set? Like, would you want to go to the Drunken Clam and Family Guy? Or is there a bar you'd want, like the Simpsons or a movie? Friends, a coffee shop?
I understand what you're saying. I mean, I think the Friends coffee shop, I just would like to, like, if they were, like, real people, I would just like to kick it with them for a second. I think it'd be real fun.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I'd try to kiss Joey immediately.
Yeah. And then they have an inside joke with each other. You're like, guys, I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
Yeah, but you already seen all the seasons. You know exactly what
they're talking about. Oh, true.
Yeah.
Right?
You guys are going to get together and then not get together.
Kiss?
Oh, dude. You ever seen Young Joey?
I believe so.
Fuck. Fuck. I mean, one of the hottest people in the world.
What's his Matt?
Matt LeBlanc.
Yes.
LeBlanc Pens.
Oh, wow.
I know, dude. It's insane.
Seen him like this before.
It's crazy.
Let me see.
Like a 22-year-old. I mean, it's.
Wow.
I mean, dude, that's insane.
Dude, this guy would have cleaned up in the hype house.
I mean, that's insane.
Like, you know what's funny is you audition with confidence. Mm-hmm. That motherfucker. Someone in that like level of hotness is just right before you, right after you.
Oh, I've been to many auditions where you walk in, you go, "Why am I?
Fuck am I here?"
I told you guys this.
Fuck am I here?
I think I auditioned for Star Wars. I think I already said this, but I walked in the room and it was for the lead pilot. Oscar Isaac got it, and I auditioned for literally Oscar Isaac's part.
Yeah,
I walked in, and everyone was. A 12. Like, not like a, oh, that guy's pretty hot. Like a thing you go, you're not a real person. You're like, you look like that. You look like young Matt LeBlanc. Everyone's 6'2", jacked, and like dark features and hot as fuck.
Hey man, you're in that.
What's up?
I see the facial structures of him and you.
No, but I mean, I think he got it, but they have these auditions for like major films. Knowing they already have like three people in line, three like major stars in line, and then they have like the fall off of people would be like, oh well, they cast like the fall offs as like leverage for these people to get a lower deal or a higher deal, if that makes sense. So they already have three people in line, so Oscar Isaac was already gonna get it, And then they go, let's audition. Maybe there's a diamond in the rough type thing. But the diamond in the rough are all crazy hot. Like, dude, the person I got in the elevator with to leave, I mean, I still remember the way he smelt. You're like, I don't like penis, but this is not even gay.
This is where I'd start.
Yeah.
This is the straightest cock I could suck.
100%. I think I could do him and tell everyone, and everyone like, yeah. Yeah,
it
makes
total
sense. It's
crazy that there's that level of hot.
I mean, you just
right off the bat, you're watching that.
Yeah.
You're tapping through Hulu and you see that motherfucker on a thumbnail versus myself.
Yeah.
Oh, Trevor's sketches are funny. Shut the fuck up. Look how hot this guy is.
Look at it. Look at that
Go
thing.
To every goddamn Christmas movie ever. It's a guy like that who gets lost in the snow and some hometown hoes like, what are you doing back in town? Insert hot name, Slater.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just was making too much money in the big city and I thought I'd come home and see my miserable hometown. What's your saggy tit ass doing here?
You think you can just come back here and you can rekindle what we had in high school?
I don't know.
Fuck you, Slater.
Yeah, I see y'all. You're still a bitch.
Oh, yeah? Well, you're still fucking an insecure fuck. I'm going to go back and kiss your father.
Yeah, I already did that.
What a funny line.
What do you say we go to the Daily Pub and check, see if we still hate each other after tonight?
Well, actually, you've been gone for so long. I actually own the Daily Pub.
Beep, beep. Oops, my Maserati's here. Can I give you a ride to your workplace?
You honestly think that I care about your money and your stupid finance job? Get out of here.
You don't have to care, but it does have heated seats and it's a little chilly outside.
You know what? I'll take a ride. Pirates of the Caribbean!
It's every
dude,
fucking...
Every single thing is the guy thinking that money matters, the girl being like, money ain't shit, and then they meet in the middle.
Yeah.
And then he crashes Maserati. He can't leave the town because his car's broken down.
Yeah, it's
and so he's
something.
Stuck there.
What's so fascinating about Christmas films is the same reason that I tend to not want to make sketches that are topical based. It's like, once it's December 26th, you're like, I don't give a fuck about this. But I guess it could every year you watch it. Like
every
Grinch.
Year. It's got residuals.
But it's like, I don't know. So, maybe that's a bad take.
No. I hear what you're saying. But I think that holds true to a lot of people. But my mom and maybe some other people, my mom watches Christmas movies in like July. Like she fucked. Like they're fun spirited movies.
If you're watching or listening to Christmas music in the summertime,
I think if you're listening to Christmas music, you're an insane person. But you can watch like A Wonderful Life in July. It's such a fucking good movie.
Yeah. Sure, yeah, I think I'm actually really wrong in that, but it is weird. But think about that. Like, there was a movie that came out last year that had a crazy massive budget that was very Christmas-oriented, and then it's like, you know, people, it's number one on this chart, and then people are watching it, and then it's not Christmas anymore.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, but I think
you hope that it gets a spike.
Yes, they're all hoping that they're going to make another Elf. Like a movie.
Exactly.
An Elf's a good movie that you can... If you walked in and your mom watching Elf in August, you'd be like, oh, hell yeah, you probably sit down.
I love this movie.
It's so good.
Spaghetti.
It's so good. What's spaghetti?
He eats spaghetti in it.
He eats spaghetti. Yes, you're right. Sorry, I forgot.
That had to have came out on Christmas, right? Because,
I think so,
think about Michael Bublé's friends when he's like, I'm doing a Christmas album. Like, the fuck?
Yeah.
It's August, you dumbass. And now he's racked up, hoed out. Ho, ho, hoes. Yeah, they're in his living room.
100%. I mean, literally every single year, Santa goes to his house first, sucks his dick until he comes mistletoe, bro, and then leaves.
Santa leaves him milk and cookies.
Elf came out November 7th.
Bro, coming mistletoe is so
November
painful.
7th is when Elf came out.
Yeah.
What is it?
November 7th. It's good. It's kind of got some lead up time.
Goddamn.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food. And before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit. Track budgets and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features.
Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Goddamn.
Yeah.
God damn it. Dude, if Mariah Carey and Michael Bublé made a collab album, head, throat. I mean, like.
Yeah.
What the fuck they're waiting for?
Have you listened to regular Michael Bublé?
He's so good.
It's so. Dude, my fucking girl was listening to it. And I'm like, who is this? I mean, I knew who it was, but I was like, what? I've never heard this song before.
What song?
Dude, Heaters.
Can you pull up his top hits? I think he's got one that's.
I mean, dude, Heaters.
He's so good.
It's. But he sounds like he's from another time. He sounds yeah. like he sounds like you would walk into
in
the speakeasy and great. I love that.
Yeah.
I love it. He sings in black and white perfect.
He's got quite the voice. And he's I've seen him on like a podcast clip. I think he's a pretty chill guy. I think he's like rock and a rolly, divorced guy.
Yeah.
Probably
he's divorced.
I did not know that Feel Good was a Michael Bublé song.
I'm feeling good.
Yeah, it's all like big band stuff.
Doesn't he have something there's a word like what are some other hits? And then check out if he's divorced or not, and his net worth.
Okay. And what his ex-wife looks like, and who he dated.
And cock size.
I'll search that one first.
Okay.
It's the big, Christmas. Just haven't met you yet.
Oh, Peter just haven't met you yet. God damn it, dude.
Dude, he's got like Macy's music, and I mean that with a compliment.
Yes.
With Riz.
I love how people like make fun of like, oh, you played in Target. Yeah, bitch.
Yeah.
I'm making fucking racks.
Dude, the Chainsmokers are so fucking rich. Every time I go to a CVS, I hear Closer. Dun, 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 dun.
Yeah. I mean, he's every single week, the Chainsmokers go to their fucking mailbox, and it's a big gold bar from CVS.
Dude. I shot a sketch. They have a house, a mansion in the hills that nobody lives at. It's just where they record music. They got their own mansions and then they meet.
Yeah. That's
what?
That's taxes. That's tax evasion.
But still.
Money laundering.
All right.
Anytime someone buys a home and they don't live in it, money laundering. What's happening? Oh, I got some extra cash lying around. Oh, yeah. I wonder that you don't want the government to have it.
I don't know. But
you know, people start buying shit at the end of the year.
So this is Michael Bublé's wife.
Currently?
Luciana Lopilito.
I mean, what a great name.
Yeah.
They're still married?
Luciana Lopilito.
They got married in 2011, and their relationship continues to stand strong.
That's beautiful,
wow.
Man. Do they have any kids? And can I smell them like Biden?
The fuck?
His net worth is $80 million.
More.
Oh my
more. It's
God.
Not right. That's not right. It's more than that.
$80
million? $80 million. He makes it on CVS money alone. This is fucking
Holy
wrong.
Shit.
He's got four kids.
Damn. No Jesus pullout Christ. Game. Pullout game's
Santa ain't the only one coming.
Hey.
That's
so
awesome.
What is,
dude,
what
if I'm waking up Christmas Day and I'm Michael Bublé, I'm looking at my family and say, you're welcome. You see these? You see these octaves?
Yeah.
This bought you the house.
Yeah.
Dad, no gift this year? Oh.
No gift.
The gift is your eyes. Look around you, bitch.
Yeah, I mean,
look dude, a fucking. There's oat milk and cookies around you.
The second any of my kids give me fucking back talk, I'm taking all their clothes off, throwing
the
them. No, let me finish. I'm throwing them. I'm throwing them out of the house and be like, fine, you fend for yourself. Your new name is Squirrel, bitch.
Thank you.
I don't give a shit.
Here's
I don't give a
question.
Shit.
If you're Michael Bublé, what do you think happened first? You got made fun of for singing? Trying to sing, or you got ass from singing?
Both.
I think he's so good that maybe the style of music, everyone was like, what are you doing? Up top. But once you start singing,
once
you go,
you
well,
it,
okay.
Yeah.
It's not like with starting stand-up or making sketches where your first like couple years, they're like all trash. I think that he was just kind of humming in the car one day, and his mom's like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
That's no,
but
crazy.
You can monetize your voice.
But I think with music though, like
well, that's what we do.
You can but I think with music though, you can start bad. I think it's just like rapping too. Like right. I'm sure his first couple albums or whatever the fuck they're called.
You think he was handing like, mixtapes on Venice Boulevard?
The best. Yeah, I mean, he might have taken a second to find that style.
Type in like Michael Bublé first song, pull it up on YouTube. He might have been, but sometimes it's just the audio engineer isn't good yet.
Right.
I love how rappers literally record like massive hits just on their iPhone in a closet now.
Yeah, dude, there was a recent T-Pain story that he told, and maybe it's old, but I ran across it in my algorithm, that he made Bartender, like he showed the setup that he made Bartender with, and it looks like fucking shit. He set up in a hotel room, and it was like a keyboard, one like little beat machine. Oh, yeah. It's like, he's like, this looks like shit, and he made Bartender.
Almost every like big guy, as in the last year or two, maybe even more than that, it's like they show what app they use on their phone. They just record into it with like an iPhone mic and then they just tweak it enough. Crazy.
Yeah. I mean, dude, I really fucked up.
What do you mean?
Comedy? Comedy. That's what my fucking gesture bitch chose. Comedy? I mean, what the fuck am I doing? Dude, I've heard myself when there's a little bit of reverb, a little bit of fucking auto-tune, whatever the fuck it's called. Is it great? No. It's fine. If I put that shit on when I was 19, listen, I would be sucking Donald Duck's dick right now. It's a positive.
Okay. Dude, I think with the right sound engineer, anybody can sound good. And
yeah.
This is not a shot in any way. I think this woman is gorgeous and very talented.
Oh, shoot.
And very attractive.
Sabrina Carpenter.
No.
Oh.
But close. Addison Rae. Have you heard her song Diet Pepsi? It's kind of a fucking heater.
Yeah.
But to this point, maybe like 2 years ago, she put out music. Everyone's like, stick to the renegade. The fuck is this?
Yeah.
And she started doing shit with like Charlie XCX's people. She's like friends with them. She tours with them. They give her like the right people. And now it's a fucking banger.
Oh, I haven't heard of it.
You'd love it.
Should we react to it?
Yeah.
Yes.
Now we're going to listen to Addison Rae's Diet Pepsi for Michael. But while you're hearing for the audio in the YouTube version, it's going to be fun elevator music that is royalty free. But if you listen to that and then a song she put out like 2 years ago when she first put out music, you're like, the fuck is this? And then you're like, oh, this is actually like, if you heard that on the radio, you wouldn't think.
Yeah, I prefer her podcast.
You don't think it was good? The podcast she did with her mom? The 22-minute Spotify original banger? The 22-minute... paycheck banger.
Oh my god. No, I just
pull up her first song. Nothing for you.
This is what I feel
when
like.
When you're driving my car in the backseat.
There's certain music that I hear that I go, all right, this is just not for me. Like that song is just not. This is for a 14-year-old that just had her period on her desk. Do you know what I mean,
dude?
And no hate on that. Like I, but it's not. It's well. Not for.
Listen, I know
it's
you.
It's not for a man who comes on the ground. Go ahead.
Give it 3 weeks, and you're like,
yeah, you're right.
It'll come around.
You know what I came around heavy on? It's Sabrina Carpenter.
It's so good.
Bangers.
Feather?
Fucking bangers.
Feather?
Feather? Just absolute,
Feather my ass.
Absolute heat, dude.
Heater.
Absolute heat.
And it's one of those where you're like, I don't want to like this because it's almost too mainstream.
Yeah. It feels bubblegummy.
But then you find one that's like not as big as Espresso. Even Espresso had a fucking heater.
Yeah.
Espresso is a heater.
Yeah, I mean, I like it.
She reposted it. She knows of me. Kiss me, Sabrina.
Hold on, what happened?
She reposted a video I did when I was talking about the espresso thing.
Did she?
Yeah. On my fucking Finsta TikTok, my like burner account, she reposted something and it did like dumb numbers, like 12 mil.
What? Hold on.
You didn't see this?
And like, she reposted like, it?
Yeah.
DM her, get her on the effing pod or do a video with her something.
Head. Well.
Well, no.
That does nothing for the podcast. I walk in here, I got head by Sabrina Carpenter. You're like, no, you didn't. I'm like, all right. Didn't you proof? No. Maybe she'll write a song about me. Yeah, if you type in on my Finsta on TikTok.
That was the song she wrote.
It's just type in Whoever Tallest Espresso.
What the hell is in that espresso song? What the hell is in that espresso?
Nice. There are me, the I-O's, E-I-E-O. 'Cause I'm a singer.
What the hell is
Wait,
that?
Wait, go to the top.
Song?
She commented at some point. It doesn't show up on some people's phone. I don't know. Maybe she deleted it.
It doesn't show up on some people's phone. It's crazy.
But well, it's also fucking annoying. It's like Ritz Crackers is commenting on that.
Yeah.
Well, I hate when brands like Ritz Crackers are one, verified, and two, somebody's job at Ritz Crackers is to be like, time to go comment.
It's a 21-year-old intern.
But that comment got 72,000 likes. Which is their way of being like, hey, remember that commercial we would have paid $1 million for to get 70,000 people to view it? Now 70,000 people saw our name. She commented on it, dude, and I'm fucking sick of it. Maybe it only shows up on mine, but dude, don't fucking fuck TikTok
sound, dude, he's so funny. Dude, you sound like a guy at summer camp. He's like, no, I have a girlfriend. She's Russian. She's Russian. You can't call her.
Yeah,
she's
dude, for
in
sure.
Russia.
Yeah, go put some fucking nipple cream on your mouth.
I will. Dude, I kind of need it.
God damn. 5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Goddamn.
What the fuck?
It's
not showing up. Dude, she commented on it. I screenshotted it. Maybe she deleted it because it was... You know what? How about this?
What's up?
How about this? If I mean, it's not... Man, I'm fucking sick of y'all.
I believe you, dude. I believe you the first time you said it.
Maybe it's in a repost somewhere.
Trev, I believe you.
Dude, now I'm like, did she delete the comment? What the fuck? I thought we were boys. No, dude, she commented.
I believed you before you even brought
dude,
it up.
Dude, she commented.
I believe you, man.
She said, oh.
That's it?
She said, oh, HH.
Oh.
Like, oh, goddamn, he's hot.
That's what exactly what she meant.
Yeah. I don't know what else she would have meant.
There's no way.
All right, whatever, dude.
It's okay.
Is it?
Yeah.
How do we get here?
We were talking about how Sabrina Carpenter's shit is heat, and then you said that she reposted your thing. Quote unquote, she reposted it. Yeah, right.
Her brother commented on your Instagram. He said, "My big sis nailed it. That's why."
Well, he's looking for clout.
Yeah, but did
he's
you get
looking
confused
for anything?
The brother and the
no,
sister?
This was TikTok. I posted on Instagram too, and it did well there. So wait, what's her brother's account name?
Robert Carpenter, digital creator.
But Robert
wait,
Carpenter.
I don't think that's him.
Bob the Builder.
Wait, that's him.
You guys missed my joke. Robert Carpenter, Bob the Builder. It's the same name. Carpenter, Build, Robert, Bob. Am I going to shoot myself on this podcast?
Oh, it would do views. Sorry. Yep.
Okay. That's crazy, though. But anyways. But yeah, certain music is not for us, but certain music creeps in, and it really gets me. It really gets me.
But I guess my whole point to all this
I'm
is,
working late because I'm a singer.
Yeah.
Heat.
I'm working late because I'm a singer.
Yeah.
Also, there, you know, that's a Mad Lib of an equation right there. I'm working late because I'm a stripper. I'm working late because I'm a stand-up comedian.
Yeah.
I'm working late because I'm cheating on my wife.
Is that working still?
Yeah. You're working on being quiet.
Dude,
huh?
It's crazy that prostitutes, they just clock in at 11 p.m. and they go, where are you going? The street.
It's kind of nice. You have your all day to... chill.
Yeah. All day
sleeping.
Ice your cooter. You're like, oh, dude, I got an injury. I got an injury. What happened?
Torn labia.
Yeah, torn labia. Are you kidding me? Left lip. Need some nipple cream.
Out for commission, yeah.
God, that's...
Well, I think it's time for unnamed, official, unofficial segment, Ask a Woman.
I'm ready.
Let's do it.
I'm ready. I don't know anything.
Where's the best place and worst place to hit on a girl I like?
Mm.
The mouth.
Punch her in the face.
It's good.
No.
It's good.
I feel like worst place for sure is just like a club atmosphere.
Yeah, there's just, that's
you
expected.
Have to yell. You have to yell. Yeah, and it's dude. Like, you're not going to, genuinely, I don't think you're going to find your husband or wife at a club.
Well, also, so you're not the first guy to hit on her that night. Yeah. Probably.
Yeah.
You should like, get in line.
Yeah.
And then also, if your guard's way up.
And if like, you are the first guy, it's like she in her head is like, there's going to be other guys coming up to me. I'm not biting first.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
you're just like yelling into someone's ear. You can't hear half the
club
time.
Club Riz is horrible.
So you just make shit up.
Yeah. What's your name? Yeah, that'll build yeah. some chemistry.
But
I think it could happen though.
Best place, I think like when you're alone, like whether it's like you going to go get coffee or like groceries or something.
I think it might be something like, me personally, like a place, like a niche place. Like if you're at like a pottery spot or bookstore.
That's true too. Yeah.
Somewhere where library. Not expecting to get hit on. You're yeah. like, hey, do you know if this is nonfiction or if it, hey, what are you doing tonight? Yeah. You know? No, that's, don't do that.
No, that's also a good idea. Like if you're on by yourself. But I feel like also if you're by yourself at like a coffee shop, you have headphones on. So what are you supposed to do? Go up to her while like interrupt her?
I also wouldn't hit on somebody with like a blatant like pickup line. Like they think
yeah, you have
just...
to initiate conversation. It's all about conversation.
Right. You don't have to flirt. You can just start the conversation yes. and see where that goes.
Yeah.
Feel the vibes.
Yeah.
Compliment something. I love your purse. I have the same one. Hey, girl.
Yeah.
That could work.
Immediate that no. Work. Immediate no.
I think that could work, man. I think that could work. I literally think just, hello, how are you?
Yeah.
Excuse me? Hello. What's, are you listening to something? Or just, is that the call map? It's Wallows. Yeah. Do you like that band? I mean, I'm listening to it. Are you okay? Why are you so mean?
Why are you
I'm not? I'm not mean. I'm not mean. Oh, you seem kind of defensive. Do you want me to sit down? Do you want to talk about
Has
it?
Has this happened to you?
No, I'm just riffing.
Also schizophrenic.
Oh, yeah. I could do this podcast alone.
Dude, going on a
no
date
cameras.
With yourself at a coffee shop is so funny where you play both people. Hey, how are you? Why are you talking to me? Oh, I can't
just
sit here
in,
my favorite
in the
blue
mirror.
Bottle of coffee. You are kind of hot. You're talking out loud.
Yeah.
Oh, get up and been, switch seats.
I've been going to the gym. Oh yeah, it takes so long.
Then you start making out with yourself.
Oh, I didn't like that.
Sarah, where's the weirdest what? Place you've been hit on?
A morgue. Say it.
A morgue.
I mean,
G spot.
No, weirdest. I feel like DMs are kind of like meh.
I also feel like they don't think it's real. They're like, well, first of all, I didn't think you were gonna see this, so they just shoot the shot like
yeah.
crazy.
DMs are eh. But weirdest.
You know, we got like a random when we were at like a Burger King and somebody's like, hey, you can have it your way. You're like, what the
oh,
hell?
Oh, I've been.
To me?
Yeah. No, I remember actually at a hospital.
Oh.
Wow. Jesus Christ.
Going to visit someone.
I was going to visit someone and I was with family. And
yeah,
then like the nurse.
Was like, pick her up when she's down.
Yeah.
Like, what happened? You're just walking through the halls crying? He's like, I got a shoulder you can cry on.
You want a tissue, bitch?
No, like, just. What? It was. I guess it was more of. Like an experience or like, oh wait, like you're Sarah Safari. And I'm like, this is not the time. Yeah. And then it was like, yeah, like you go to zoo, right? And I'm like, why is like the conversation just lasted way longer yeah. than like you're at a hospital.
Meanwhile, yeah. the heart rate's like beep, 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 beep.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you get a zoo, right?
Like my aunt is in a coma.
Yeah, I had somebody recognize me after a colonoscopy. That was pretty embarrassing. They saw the inside of my ass and they're like, yeah, I love your videos. I'm like, oh God.
You're lying.
I swear to God. First time I ever got a colonoscopy, the lady wheeling me back to the area was like, oh, I love your videos. I go, you've seen my asshole. That's my biggest fan in the world right there. They know me better than anybody does.
It's true.
They do. They've seen yeah. parts of you or
they've seen stuff that OnlyFans wouldn't even allow.
They'd allow it.
Is there stuff that OnlyFans doesn't allow?
Clothing?
Yeah, yeah, they're like strictly
take
off.
That shit off. Opposite of that. Well,
it's great. Did we do it?
Don't hit on Sarah at a hospital.
Yeah, that was just sad.
I mean, you can't do that.
That's awful. But no. The guy brain is like, I need to shoot my shot now.
Yeah.
It's either now or never. Because then he can't DM you and be like, yo, we linked up at the hospital.
Yeah, true. I mean, game is game.
That, dude, if we learn anything from this episode, game is game.
Game is game. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you. I appreciate it. This was amazing.
Holy Toledo. Thank you, Lord, we found that out. Because where would we have been?
I don't know.
The rest of our lives without info.
Who knows?
Who knows? But you know who knows the most? Us. I think we should do some sock talk right now because I'm fiending to give some type of advice or react to something.
Jesus Ortiz wanted to show us the perfect cookbook for the floor general.
Mahogany.
It is called Natural Harvest, a collection of semen-based recipes.
What the hell? That flan looks fucking tasty.
Oh, bro, this kind of makes me sick. What do you mean? Do you come into something?
Wait, there's no read sample. Yeah, come on.
We humans are truly omnivores. We will eat just about anything, as long as something edible either tastes good, makes us feel good, provides energy, nutrition, or adds a pleasurable texture. We find ways
to eat. Who's this guy, Walt Whitman? Just talk about cum already.
Dude. Semen is not only nutritious, but it also has a palatable texture and wonderful cooking properties. Once you overcome any initial hesitation, you will be surprised to learn about how wonderful semen is in the kitchen.
God. Did this guy just watch American Pie and was like, what if I did this?
Yeah. I mean, this is just...
Semen is inexpensive to produce.
It's not inexpensive.
You gotta have at least Wi-Fi or a good memory. And is commonly available in many, if not most, homes and restaurants. Restaurants? Yeah, I don't need to know that.
Semen lives in restaurants?
I know, but
walk into any TGI Fridays, I take your cock out, I need something.
Dude, I mean, it's also in a Build-A-Bear if you think about it.
Dude, $24? Yeah, semen's in
What is that
everything.
Book in the very bottom?
Dude, semen's are on playgrounds across the America.
This book is called How to Live with a Huge Penis. Why don't I just have this on my
chain?
Coffee table?
Oh, look, they have a ruler system, so.
All right, so what is six? Well endowed?
Good job.
Nice.
Well endowed. Borderline oh my OMG. God, is seven and eight is
Dude,
oh
it's
my
like
God.
Before you go on a roller coaster. Nothing?
Hold
Holy
on,
shit.
Six
wow,
is
nothing.
Well endowed?
That's kind of fucked.
That was.
No. Christ. I want that book just for my coffee table, but like, so let's go to the reviews. Semenology, the Semen Bartender's Handbook.
Bro, what
You're
is
like,
happening?
Do you want it shaken or stirred? You're like, what do you think? Can we look at some of the ratings? Are people busting a load into their flan?
I think all this is just fake, bro.
Yeah, I think it might just
So this
be
one
like,
says purchased as a funny gift. It was a high quality book, though.
So people are just coming into sex on the beaches and being like, cool.
Pineapple upside down cake. No pineapple. Keep going.
1 star.
It's an overpriced pamphlet. Guy who jerked off and then realized what he bought.
It's an overpriced pamphlet. But that means that there's actually information inside
of
it.
But like, dude, imagine.
There's gotta be information.
But the funny part is you get this book and you jokingly want to make something. So you have to come. And then you have post-nut regret that you overnighted a semen recipe book.
Yeah.
And then you're sitting there like, what the fuck's wrong with
my
life?
I made a gin tonic and cum. It's like, what am I doing? I need a job. Where are my kids?
Dude, it's a really funny gag gift, but it's also funny to come and then look at that book and be like, I need Jesus. What are all these other books that are underneath it? I didn't know there was a whole category of gag books that I guess you put on a coffee table. Images you should not masturbate to. Let's see what's going on there. 50 ways to eat cock, and it's a photo of a rooster. Great SEO.
Images you should not masturbate to. The Twin Towers. Page well, 2.
Does it show you any?
I'm looking for the...
Do you have to get copyright to these photos, or is it just photos of them? How to talk to your cat about gun safety. Dude,
yeah, all these are just like
Vladimir Putin life coach. What the hell?
We learned something new. There's a new category of books.
I'm gonna get the huge penis one, dude. I'm gonna have it. Oh, here we go.
Go ahead.
Did I cut you off?
No, not at all.
I'm sorry, I do that a lot, and I don't realize it. And it's probably not a great trait that people on the podcast listening don't like. I'm sorry. I want to get that How to Live with a Huge Penis book, and then have it in my car, pick a girl up for a date, and be like. Oh, yeah. Do you want an Uber? I can drive. Let me just move some things. Let me just move some things real quick. did you want to read this on the way? And she goes, yeah, I've been learning what to do with mine. And I go, hold on.
You go, hold on. I'm into it. You know what you should do, though? You should have that book, very similar experience, but you should have the book on the seat. Just don't move it. Have her move it.
Yeah.
You know? Then she goes, do you open a door for a woman?
About 30% of the time.
Yeah, I'm about 15% of the time, and it's probably lower than that. And I feel bad.
Walking in that direction and the side of the car is right there, absolutely. You know, if the car's parked at a curb and we're both walking to the car.
Yeah. It's not in my bones, and I don't like it. My girl kind of called me out on it, and I'm like, oh, fuck, you're right. I don't like that. So I kind of see myself as a well-mannered person, and that's not okay. I just open the door. You know, especially the love of my life. I can't fucking open the door.
Yeah, but then you go down on her when she's on the countertop later that night. So you really...
God, it's so hot.
So you get her off.
I mean, it's right there, dude.
You don't get the door open, but you get the legs open. Come on now.
Of course.
Yeah, but I feel that.
It's so scrumptious.
It is something you should do more often. It's something I see a guy doing that, I'm like, oh, God damn.
Yeah, well, I see it and I go, damn, that guy's desperate.
If he's opening the door?
He must have bombed that date.
Oh, if he's opening the door?
Yeah, because I'm a negative person. I don't like that about me, but I'm a negative person. If I see that, I go, wow, this guy just got caught cheating. The date bombed and he's trying to get some type of points.
Have you seen that video where Justin Bieber gets out of an Escalade and then closes the door on Haley?
But it's very funny.
Can you pull it up if it's quick? Yeah, I mean, it's just classic. Like, he's getting out, there's paparazzi, taking photos, the door just closes. I mean, what do you, that's the worst part about getting out in the middle seat. Is you got to pick what side to get out on. But you don't, you're not like, hey, Bradley, I'm getting out on your side. You just hunch over and then the door slams. Like, oh, cool, man. I'll just make love to my Uber driver now.
Did you see, and Jack's bringing that, hopefully that video up. This is going to be 12 minutes.
Come on, man.
No, I'm just joking. Did you see the Zen Diet? Did we watch it on this?
Zen?
The maybe watch it on the podcast. I forgot. The Zen Diet Spider-Man thing? Where the Spider-Man guy was like literally ran back and like threw paparazzi off Zendaya.
Tom Holland.
Yep. I couldn't remember his name.
Oh, I think it meant like a street caricature artist.
No, so sorry.
He like grabbed her through paparazzi.
Yeah, it's great.
That's a man right there.
That's a man. He's not even a big man.
Have you been seeing all those things where people do like the Timothée Chalamet lookalike?
Yes.
Like put a sign up.
Yes.
I want to do this for a video where I make one that says Dua Lipa lookalikes and then I staple it to a tree and then I just stand there.
It's so funny. And then I just show up.
Fuck. We could do that, actually.
What do you mean? Maybe I look like her, right?
I staple it to a tree, and then it pans out, and then it's a dinner table date set, and then I'm just sitting there with candles. And then the night happens, and then you walk up, and I'm like, all right.
You want to play one-on-one? I just have a basketball. It's really funny.
You here for the Dua Lipa tryouts? Yeah. Fuck. All right.
Then the Dua Lipa tryouts is so funny.
Then it cuts the years being like, I don't even know one of her songs. One Dance? That's Drake.
Here we go.
What up, Jay?
Good morning, Justin.
Oh, no.
Oh, hey, Haley, how are you?
Oh, my God, yeah.
Justin.
Oh, I know exactly what that is.
What up, Jay?
What's up, Justin?
Good morning, Justin.
I mean, furious.
And then misses the direction. This way, babe. I wouldn't have told him.
No.
I'd be like, oh, yeah, you think you know where you're going so bad, huh?
Yeah. I would have shut the metaphorical door right on his fucking dick and went to the right restaurant.
Paparazzi at 11 a.m.? I'm trying to get a poppy seed fucking muffin.
Go to sleep.
What do you need a photo for?
Thirsty fucks.
AI. Just AI me at this restaurant.
Yeah. Good morning, Justin. Go home. That business has to be slowly dying, right? Like the paparazzi. Who wants a picture of Justin Bieber when he's walking to get an everything bagel?
Yeah, I don't know if
the
sale is as high. A lot of them are paid for, which is sad. Where it's like the celebrity's like, hey, I'm going to be at Zinc Cafe at 11 a.m.
Yeah, but those are like reality stars that do that shit. Not him. I mean, he doesn't have to do that.
Right. But I mean, saying.
Dude, that life is so terrible, bro.
Well, it's kind of like.
Your house, dude. Like, if you leave your house, that's what happens. Fuck.
Justin Bieber's always out just doing shit by himself. He's literally always out. He's in, like, Beverly Hills, like, every day just, like, getting a smoothie by himself.
No, he has security, though.
Maybe. I don't know. He's always spotted by himself.
Really?
Yeah. He's just been famous for so long. He's like, dude, what are you going to do? I'm tired of it. He's got that I'm tired of it, like, kind of attitude, it feels like.
I mean, dude, he's been famous for 15 years.
He's been famous longer than he's been not famous.
Oh, fuck.
You know?
Wow.
So at this point, I think he's literally like, okay, I can go somewhere. What? Someone's going to ask for a photo. Then I get in my car and I leave. I go to my one coffee shop. They're nice to me. They know me there.
Yeah.
You know, if this is LA. Like, it's, if he did this in Norman, Oklahoma, things might be a little great pull for me.
That was great. I have no idea where the fuck that came from.
Sooners. OU. I don't know. Sports. Is that what it is?
I love that you're a new sport guy. You play one fucking NCAA and you know things. It's really great.
Is this a stray?
It's not a shot at all. I'm trying to give you a compliment.
Give me a team. I'll tell you where they're at.
Give you a team? What question is
Miami this? Miami Dolphins? Miami. I don't know where I was going with that, but I think it's his routine. It's like, okay, it's like when I went to Calabasas and I saw the Kardashians and the grocery store.
Yeah,
it's like,
yeah,
that's their grocery store. They know it's kind of relatively safe. They know the ins and outs. Yeah. I park here, I go there. Was there a security guy in the car? Maybe. I don't know. When people see Justin Bieber, are they around? Probably. But like, he just dresses. He's very like, Bieber's on that like Sandler shit where he's just like big old t-shirt or hoodie, some shorts, some slippers, and like a bucket hat and like a grizzly beard.
If I'm Bieber, I'm doing all of that and I'm also packing a gun.
Yeah.
I mean, bucket hat, fucked up shades, so he Uggs, can't, gun.
So he can't pipe anyone?
Him?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You think?
Dude, he's the head of the Illuminati. You don't think he could pipe out a spirit or two? That's what's so cool about being the Illuminati. It's like you can cheat on your wife with a spirit.
Wait, like,
they
what?
Can fuck ghosts. This is such a bit I'm fucking doing. I'm going to write this down. This is so funny to me. But literally.
Yeah, okay.
Like, they have access to the underworld. He can't get fucked by the devil. Like, isn't that crazy? That you get so famous, you get to enter the Illuminati, and then you could fuck underworld bitches. That's crazy. And those don't count towards your relationship. No one?
I'm just mind blown.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're, you just, believe you're that famous and you're married.
Yeah. You don't think LeBron ever tripped and fell in some pussy in Tennessee? Right. He's been on the
road. I think he did a gainer flip into that shit.
Yeah. He's been on the road. I mean, that pussy's destroyed. He's been 6'8" in that gainer flip.
This with lube?
I mean, Jesus. He's been on the road since NBA since he was 18 years old. Wow. He's 40.
Same thing we're just saying. He's been famous longer than he's been not famous.
Yeah. Yeah. You don't think he checks his DMs?
Yeah.
Some fucking skank!
The Miami Heat. Have you taken a lap around Miami? The Miami Beat.
Oh. Yeah.
Pipe.
Yeah. I mean, everywhere he played. He plays in Cleveland. Los Angeles now.
Right, but Cleveland?
Dude, if you are that level of famous...
Oh, yeah.
Dude, when I was on Riot in my single days, and I would go to these places that are, like, not classically popular or whatever, still high level.
That's true.
I mean, dude, you have a population of 7 million people, or whatever the fuck, any city, Minneapolis, hoes.
This is true.
Because all you got to do is, what, 40, 50? 50 out of 4 million, you're going to find. Some cornbread hoes. Fat cooties. You kidding me? You ever seen a cootie that can bale some fucking hay?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
That's right.
Move,
that's
bitch.
True. That's true. But like, Bieber just looks like a guy. He's just like, dude, I've done it all. I just want a smoothie. That's my wife's smoothie.
Yeah. He's done. He's come so much that it doesn't matter anymore.
I would love to interview him off camera and just get the real details and be like, what was it like? When he was in his like Jermaine days, you know, Jermaine Bieber. Have you seen those?
Yes.
Where, like the fuck's that album?
Which one?
But like back when he was wearing like the sideways, the snapback, like 4 feet above his head.
Yeah.
And he was always shirtless. What is it?
Believe or Changes? I think it was Believe.
No, tell me Bieber albums. It's one word. It's
Journals.
Purpose. Is that the one where it's like black and white? Yeah. Dude, I think he was fucking ghost riding through hoes.
Oh yeah, dude, he fucked every Black Eyed Peas.
He was hydroplaning on pussy.
Yeah.
Shirt off in the club, snapback, I mean, at 4 p.m.
Oh yeah, he just walk into any room and says, follow me. He was Pod Pipering his cock. Oh, my God. Pod Piper penis? Literally, taking it off, playing the flute, hoes following him.
Took me a second, but once I got the visuals, we're locked in. That's great.
I mean, unscrewing your penis.
Oh my God.
And just like 19 hoes out of the club just, and they just follow you into the Escalade, shuts a door on these idiots they have to go around. I mean, right to his mansion.
He looks at his penis and his penis is just on like a stretcher any given day. It's like, Justin.
Oh yeah. It's not doing
it. It's in a coma.
Yeah.
It can pee, but that's it.
I don't even think it'd do that. Just there's a little bit of blood in it. I mean, he's like, the crazy part is, man, there's no playbook for that. Like, you're 13, he was famous? Like, who do you talk to?
Right.
Who the fuck do you talk to? You know how sometimes, I don't know how to word this without sounding whatever, but you know how sometimes, like, you talk to, like, your college friends about, like, your issues. I won't put you in this. When I talk to my college friends about my issues sometimes, there's no like relatability.
You almost stop talking because you're like, exactly. You're like, I don't think we're.
Yeah. And just like they're talking about their like office stuff. I'm like, I don't really know how to talk about this or give you advice or whatever.
Yeah.
And it's like that, but times a billion, because it's like, you're that famous. Who do you talk to? Elvis? Like, that's why all those famous people just hang out with each other. It's like, well, man, don't you hate when you have too much money and Bank of America calls you and says, hey, can you get some out? Usher's like, yeah. You said it to me. I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah.
You have too much money and Bank of America calls you, so you have to take some out? What is that problem? Yeah. You know?
It was like when that time the guy I went to college with drunkenly came up to me after a show. Maybe like 2 years ago, I was like, dude, I get what you do. I sell air conditioners and I got to sell them to a room full of people. So like you're doing public speaking and so am I. And I was like, yeah, man. Yeah. My career is a Dyson fucking fan. Get out of my face. No, I mean, obviously it was like,
no, I understand.
I was like, yeah, I see the angle. Sure.
All
right. Yeah.
Well, dude, my dad does this to me all the time because he used to be a college professor. So he would like, sometimes he always tries to relate like his lectures to what I'm doing. And there's a bunch of like qualifiers. Like, it's not the same thing, blah, blah, blah. But like, yeah, there's some similarities in what it is. I don't fucking know.
Sure. There's an overlap in anything.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, comedy is sales. You're selling to the people that you're funny.
Yeah.
You're selling them like you should invest your time into me because this is a funny hour of whatever the fuck.
100%.
Anyways, we get to Mark Cuban, should we go Secret Sock?
Yep. Secret Sock, guys. Secret sock.
I can't sleep without my childhood teddy bear. I'm 24 and I know it sounds insane, but I've tried to get rid of it multiple times. And every time I do, I just feel off. The problem is my boyfriend is getting sick of it. He says it's creepy and that I need to let it go, but I can't help it.
Dude,
honestly, fuck him.
Yeah, really. Like, I know you guys have a lot of emotionality built into the love and yada, yada, yada. But, like, if he loves you or even likes you, so let's say you're not on the love piece. If he can't get over the fact that you're just holding a teddy bear, shut the fuck up, you insecure fuck.
Unless you're, like, putting it, like, while you guys are kissing, like, the teddy bear is in with you guys.
Yeah.
It's not like, weird at all.
She's, like, holding, like, putting her hand underneath his ass and talking. I love you, too. Mm-hmm. Then it's fucking weird. My girlfriend has a teddy bear. Sure, she's 16, but no, I'm just joking. I'm joking. But no, she has a teddy bear that she has because she like loves to cuddle and I can't cuddle at like night like to go to sleep. So we do a little cuddle and she cuddles the teddy bear. It's totally fine. It's fine. I can't. There's a guy who's trying to justify what's happening in his own life towards this. No, but I, for him to like not like it that much is
depends on how big the bear is.
I think
is.
That's also a good point.
If the bear is about yay high. Okay, but if it's like a giant stuffed teddy bear.
Yeah, if it's as big as like Mark Cuban, then we have a problem.
I really don't see a problem. How does it affect this guy? Like, maybe he's just doing, like, I think you treat it like an animal, and if you're having sex, you put it outside the room, maybe. I don't think you want to be missionary just staring at a Build-A-Bear right in the eyes.
No, I choke both of my girlfriend and...
That visual is so good. You accidentally start piping the bear.
Yeah.
Jesus, did you choke us hard? One of the button falls off.
Oh my God.
I don't see. Yeah, I think it needs to be more specific. I would ask why I think it's weird. And if he's like, it's just fucking weird. It's like, all right, well, sick. You have the IQ of a piece of Big Five gum.
Yeah, I don't like this guy at all.
Who gives a fuck?
Yeah.
Maybe she's cuddling the bear when he wants her to cuddle him.
Fucking run a train.
Yeah,
go three-way.
Yeah, that's what
she cuddles a bear on the right, and then you cuddle on the back.
Yeah, I mean,
I really don't see a problem.
I see no problem with this. It seems like insecure. It seems insecure, and he's like, listen, if he doesn't love you, this is going to sound corny, but I really believe this. If he doesn't love you for who you are, kick fucking rocks, bitch.
Bars.
It's a goddamn bear. Hey, babe, I don't fucking like. Well, I don't like when you fucking play video games your whole life, you idiot. This guy plays fucking video games for 17 hours.
How about you cuddle your father? Oh, wait, he left the family.
Yeah.
Put another Zen in, Derek.
I mean, his name is for sure Derek. I really hate this guy.
I don't see why this. I want to ask him, and I guarantee he's just a guy that's like, it's just fucking weird, you're an adult.
Yeah, but he doesn't think past that.
Right.
Yeah.
If it helps her,
he talks like a Sports Illustrated magazine. This guy sucks. Fucking hate him. I really hate him. DM Trevor. I'm sick of it.
Me.
Well, you can't DM me.
Why?
I have a girlfriend. I'm saying for her to DM you.
Like
find another guy.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
I thought you meant have the guy DM me.
No.
What the fuck?
No.
So I can hash it out one-on-one and see why he actually hates a bear?
No.
I don't give a fuck.
Yeah. This might be coming to an end. I don't like this guy at all. Don't fucking change you because you're insecure. Fucking guy jerked off to DraftKings. I hate this.
Insert the ad. All right, it's not an ad. Is that an episode?
Yeah, that's an episode.
Great episode. Fun episode. Michael Bublé.
It's pronounced Blaustein. I'm killing. Guys, we're out. Thank you so much, man. Thank you. We couldn't thank you guys enough. I think there's a few tickets left on some shows that are after. What day
Portland,
is it?
Maine.
Guys, I think we have like six shows left on the store. So if there's some tickets and you guys are in those areas, come out stiffsocks.com for the Stiff Socks Live
tonight,
brought to you
Portland,
by Morgan. Yes, we're in Portland, Maine tonight. That is it. We love you guys. And I got a big old dick. Bye.